Feel incredible!
Kokoku demo! It's not a cartoon! It's anime!
Yes! Welcome to another episode of the Animation! Squad is back, myself, Ice, Rob.
What's that?
No bitch ass, hoe ass Brennan. No
punk ass, hoe ass, fuck ass Brennan.
Fuck Brennan.
Hoe ass bitch.
Bitch ass Brennan, hoe ass.
Hoe ass, first name, hoe, middle name,
bitch.
Last name,
Edwards. We have a special guest, man. We have a very, very special guest today, man. It's a good friend of mine, man. I talk to him about anime all the time, man. Just give a nice little clap, animation clap, man, for Damon Wayans Jr., man.
Welcome.
Damon Wayans Jr., man. Yes.
Well, hold on, wait. Was that an animation clap?
Yeah, I don't know. A Shun Gang clap? I don't know. Because him and I talk, every time we see each other, we talk anime, ask each other about Dragon Ball and stuff like that. And, you know, did you watch the most recent movie, right?
Yeah.
Superhero?
Yeah, what did you think about that?
I give it a 7. You know what? When I left, I liked it more than when I like sat and thought about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll give it like a 7.5, 8, just because I was just hyped about seeing Gohan actually do something cool.
And I am right there with you.
He's a Gohan.
Big Gohan. Yeah,
he was just like
this. Also Piccolo too.
Yeah. Piccolo.
Both those guys that never really get. You know, they usually get the shit out of the stick.
Yeah, man.
They do.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, it was one of those things. We end up ranking the movies out of all the movies so far that we've seen, at least the super movies. And I think I ranked it towards the bottom. I think you had it towards the top, right?
Oh, I definitely had it towards the top. 100%.
You had it under the Broly movie, though, right?
I think I had Broly movie at top, and then I had this, like, right under that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Broly movie for sure. There was another one. There was a Broly movie with the Goten and Trunks.
And the Bio Broly?
Oh, Bio Broly.
Yeah. You like the Bio Broly movie?
I mean,
oh, man.
When I was little. That thing came out a long time ago.
Yeah, it came out.
Those are movies I haven't seen since when I was young, so they're kind of etched in, you know.
Yeah. Nostalgia is a hell of a drug.
Like time capsule in my mind.
Plus, if you're a kid, you're like, hey, kids are beating up Broly. I could beat up Broly.
Yeah,
that could be me.
Absolutely.
You know? I would definitely.
What was the one with Janemba?
Janemba.
Yeah, he was a dog.
Yeah. That was pretty fire.
Janemba was a fucking dog. That's probably one of the better ones.
That holds up still.
Yeah.
That movie
still holds up. The animation was fire.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That fight, when you like tried to swing on him and then went through him and then turned to like little puzzle pieces.
Yeah.
I would advise you not to watch Bio Broly if you don't want to ruin anything for yourself, because that was rough. That is a rough. I rewatched it and I was just like,
I haven't seen it since. So
now the two other Broly movies hold up still.
Yeah,
like
the OG one. I just don't like how Vegeta was such a hoe in that first Broly movie.
Oh, he was.
He just like sat it out, right?
I was. He didn't sit it
out.
Mad.
He didn't sit it out. Did you watch the original, the first one?
Is that the one where he like? Screams and then like it's like green and then white and then green. And, like,
I
remember that.
And he takes the whole team on and he's destroying everybody. And Vegeta's just like, he's the legend.
Yeah,
I can't beat him. He's the legend. It was just like, bro, you a bitch, bro. Like,
I'm glad that wasn't canon.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Nah. They made this last movie canon or whatever case may be.
I love how when something ain't working right, they be like,
that's not canon.
It's out. Man, we just fucking around, man.
Vegeta being a hoe. Yeah, that's not canon.
this is a throwaway movie, man. So, man, yeah, appreciate you coming through, man. What got you into anime? What was like the first anime that you kind of like ever like watched or whatever the case may be?
Well, I'm a little older than I think you guys, so
I'm 30. You'll be 37 this year.
I'm 39.
Okay.
So my first was Akira the movie.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I saw that when I was like a young. Cause I feel like that came out in the 80s.
Late 80s, early 90s for sure.
Yeah. So that was my introduction to anime.
Yeah.
And then from there, and I just fell in love with that style of anime.
Yeah.
Right, where it's just like they pay attention to like details that most American shows and films weren't doing animated, you know, and they, you know, just their storytelling was a lot more, I don't know, intimate, weird. Like it was so different from our conventional storytelling.
Yeah, for sure.
And then I went to Dragon Ball after that, like actual Dragon Ball.
Yeah. Gotcha.
And then the Dragon Ball Z.
Kid Goku.
And yeah, I did the whole.
You watched GT?
I watched GT. That's not canon.
See, that's not canon.
It's gone.
I gotta respect any Dragon Ball fan that went through all of them. And then you caught up with Super 2 or not?
It's the one I still have to. There's a lot of episodes.
Yeah. Super 100 and
couple hundred.
They're wild for that.
Yeah,
is it a couple hundred?
Might be.
Yeah.
I've seen a good amount. I just haven't seen.
Did you watch the Tournament of Power?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Yeah.
That's the arc you got to add.
Yeah.
It's 131 episodes for Super.
I think if you watch,
it was a short period of time too. They didn't fuck around. They was dropping them.
Yeah.
Shit.
Back to back.
I think if you watch the Black arc, Goku Black arc, and the Tournament of Power arc, that's all you kind of really need to see in Super.
Yeah.
Anything else is kind of like, it's cool.
The hit stuff was okay in the beginning, but then it got a little bit too much.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Plus, if you see the movies with like Beerus and Resurrection of F, did you check those ones out? Yeah. Then you pretty much get the whole story.
I know. They bring in Frieza back again. Just retire this man. Why are we doing this?
Yeah.
Why is there a Black Frieza? They say he's just so strong and that. It's like... Yeah, stop.
It's like Batman and the Joker. Like, yeah, you know, like, they can't get rid of him. They just keep bringing
him. Bring back Sale, bro. Like, that's the people. If you're going to bring back somebody, this is the person that we want. We want Sale.
Why don't they come up with a new cool villain?
Yeah.
You said it was the Ram dude or some dude that looks like a...
I mean, they've honestly, to me, they brought in multiple good villains, and they just keep... Just dusting them off, but like, all right, next.
Yeah.
Because they brought, like Granola was good, and then they brought back in this dude named, I think it's his name, Murris. And then I liked his arc because for him, he was like this old dude that had trapped away. So when they got him loose, you couldn't use power against him. So when they're going Super Saiyan Blue, and they would, none of that shit works. It's just like, you can't use beams on me. Yeah. I absorb all power. So they had to find out how to fight. Without using power for real,
that's interesting to me. Like, take their power, what makes them strong, and flip it against them.
Right,
very different from what they've been doing.
So he pretty much was absorbing all their power every time he fought them. He kept getting stronger, and it's just like, all right, this is a formidable villain to me. This is like, all right, this is dope. And then they got rid of this nigga, and it's just like, all right, next villain. It's just like, next up. It's like, bro, like, he should be somebody that should stay around, give them fits, probably even beat them, and then they got to figure out how to beat this motherfucker.
And then the person that was giving them problems turned out to be their friend, and Beerus is like.
Even in his other arc, Granola gave him fits, and then it was just like, he was like, oh, you're not the real enemy? This guy is? And it was like, oh, God. Just give him somebody that's going to... Somebody need to die, man.
Yeah, get him out of here.
Permanently.
Krillin needs to die for real. Mm-hmm. Kill Krillin and then get rid of him for life so Goku can snap again, and there's no Dragon Ball that can bring him back. He gets erased from existence.
It's over.
But I feel like Dragon Ball... At this point, it's kind of like The Simpsons, where it's been going on for so long. It's like, you know, they're just kind of putting stuff out there for people to just have in their faces.
Yeah.
You know, I don't feel like they're really investing in the development of these characters.
Yeah.
You know, in my opinion, I don't
know. Yeah. It's like a victory lap.
Exactly. It's been a long victory lap.
Yes. Yeah. You know what? That's actually a really good point. It's like they see this, they're making money off it. It's just like, we're not going to stop. It's like, we're making some bread off this. Everybody knows who Goku is, the most recognizable character in the game.
Yep.
So Akira was that the first anime you watched also? And
Akira was my first. And then I got into Dragon Ball. I was obsessed with Dragon Ball. And then Cowboy Bebop was one of them. Was like a series that I was fully invested in.
Sure,
Saw the movie. Are there two movies or is it one?
I think just the one.
Just the one. Yeah, one movie that was fire too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I grew up wanting to be an animator, so I always pay attention to like how much care they take with their character design and their animation. Like
Which
how many cells are in between each movement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that kind of stuff. Like I feel like Akira had like. One of the most expensive budgets, like
it still holds up today.
Yeah, yeah.
It really does.
They knew what they were doing.
The animation is probably still some of the better animation to this day,
which is crazy because it's like in late 80s.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah.
88.
I would say I want to ask you too. Like, what is kind of like your favorite? Let me just jump to this question. Since you kind of talked about it. When did you start drawing? Because I've seen your drawings before, and they're like, I was like, oh shit, like this is.
Yeah, I like to draw, man.
Yeah, these are good. These are really good.
I wish I had more time to actually sit and you know, get back to it. But I can't, so I just like try and like doodle and stuff. But I've been I started drawing when I was like two.
Oh, wow. Shit.
Yeah, I used to always like to draw. I was like left-handed. My mom would give me stuff to put in my right hand. I'd be like, no, I'm going to write weird. Like, it's going to look like I'm writing with my toes. I've just always been kind of in love with that form of art.
With you being in acting and you loving animation and stuff, who would you want to do? Like, what anime character would you want to do voice acting for?
Oh, damn. I don't know, man. Because you know why I wouldn't. I kind of like watching the shows, the subtitles.
Sure.
Like I like those authentic.
Yeah. So
you're more of a sub versus a dub.
Yeah. I get it. Yeah. I am. So
this guy, there it is.
Motherfucker.
You know, also a big reason why is because I feel like a lot of the time when it's dubbed, they'll just change voices on the characters, and it's like, I've already invested in this character, and then you're just gonna just be like, oh, it's a new guy.
Do you feel like you can match the same intensity as a Japanese voice actor?
No,
they be,
and then they be having like the girls that play the boys.
Yeah. Naruto is a lady.
Goku's a lady.
Goku too. Like, I love that. I love, like, you know, watching it, and then like years later you find out, wait, that's Goku got titties.
Have you thought about making like your own animation, like you're being like an action? Would it be anime or would it be like just a animation cartoon?
Nah, it would be anime.
It would be anime.
Yeah, yeah. I get a lot of my style from anime.
Yeah,
from like the Japanese artists, the Korean artists. Mm. You know, so yeah, it would definitely be like that vibe. You know. Mm. Not like Boondocks. It would kind of be like a mesh, I guess, between anime and like our conventional animation.
They throwing hands. You're not doing no slice of life stuff.
No.
Yeah.
Always throwing hands. I don't even pay. There's a lot of great anime that's been out there that doesn't have action in it, and I don't watch it.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, that's why I watch. Yeah. I watch animation. I watch anime for the action.
Yeah.
For
some hands. I watch it for violence. Yeah. You know, I'm not a violent person in real life, you know?
No.
Yeah. It's like, I want to see it.
Yeah. I mean, I got a buddy that keeps trying to recommend like Ace of Diamonds to me, this baseball anime, and I'm like, I don't know, man.
Me can do
not
it.
Not watching it. That Blue Lock, though, people keep talking about that a lot.
What is that?
The soccer anime.
Okay.
People keep going crazy. Mm. Like, I know, even people came to me like, I know y'all don't fuck with sports animes. I know you specifically, I just don't fuck with sports animes. Fuck with Blue Lock. I promise. I'm like, I don't know, y'all. Like,
we're burning.
Yeah, I need my fighting. There was an anime that just popped in my head. I don't know how much it'll hold up, but you ever heard of Crying Freeman?
Oh, I haven't. No.
No.
So it's this show. It was basically about this. He's like an assassin who doesn't know he's an assassin until he has to like tap into it.
Yeah.
And then after he kills people, he starts crying.
Oh.
He'll just stand there, it's like stoic, and then his eyes are just like tears will fall down his face.
Oh yeah, the picture, the poster is him with like biting a sword in his mouth, two tears coming straight down his face.
Yeah,
that's
dude,
funny.
Is it kind of on a newer side or
no? I feel like it was in the
86, 88.
Yeah. Oh, that's old, OG.
Yeah. Oh, that's the manga. So I mean, around.
So then. I'm watching it, and that was like one of the first animes I saw titties in. So. You know, those stay etched.
Well, I would say, like, you got on the Ninja Scroll shirt.
Ninja Scroll shirt. Another one that stays etched in my mind because it's the titties.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you, we were watching Cyberpunk recently.
Yeah. It's on Netflix.
Does it have boobs?
A lot of them.
Oh, yeah.
Really? Oh,
it's,
yeah.
It's, yeah.
Is it good?
And it's good.
It's a good show.
It is?
Yeah.
It's a good show.
I mean, I didn't play the video game at all. I knew nothing about it going into it, and I really enjoyed the show. It's only like 10 episodes.
Yeah, short.
Goes by very, check it out.
Yeah. The main girl on there, Lucy, she was annoying to me anyway, but this guy,
I was a fan.
He was like, fuck y'all, I'm in love.
Lucy or Gohan?
Oh, it's Gohan. I mean, I grew up with this dude. Like, I can't throw him aside.
You can't switch up on your boy.
No, come
after
on.
30 plus years over some poon.
I got into anime because I watched Dragon Ball Z and Gohan's journey. I can't.
Yeah.
No, way to hold your man's down.
That was a great journey, by the way.
Oh yeah.
It was, man. The Cell saga is probably one of the best sagas or arcs in anime history. 100%.
That's true. 100%.
Yeah. Videl put that P on him, man. Turned him to a nerd.
It's a wrap.
His whole life changed, Videl.
Oh yeah. is Videl her. Dropped she
that,
did
that. Dropped that. Oh, it was a rap. He's keep getting into these books now. I can't be fighting out here. You see what I got at the crib? Yeah.
We keep blaming Chi-Chi, bro. It was not Chi-Chi's fault. No. It was Videl being like.
It was definitely Videl.
Videl gave him that vagina.
Yeah.
He was trying to be the dad that Goku couldn't be. That wasn't until this movie came up and he was a trash dad.
He was a trash father too. He's fucking terrible.
Yeah.
So what was like your favorite old school animes? Like you know,
favorite old school,
like the Dragon Balls, Naruto, yeah. Type, you know, what was like your favorite ones? I know Dragon Ball's probably in there, but anything else?
Like series or like just anything?
It can be movies, series, anything.
Yeah, so definitely my number one is Akira because that got me into it.
Yeah.
Akira, Dragon Ball, what was this show? There was another one that and what do you consider old school, by the way?
I guess I will say anything 2000 and below, maybe, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure. Like early 2000 and older.
Yeah.
Okay. There was this movie called Karas. Ever heard of it?
No.
K-A-R-A-S. It's fire.
Yeah.
I definitely recommend you guys watch that if you get the
chance. You fuck with Studio Ghibli stuff at all?
Bro, yes.
All right, yeah.
Yes. Almost all Studio Ghibli. I went, this is how old I am, I actually was in Japan. One of my best friends, he's half Japanese. We stayed there for like a month or two.
Damn.
We went to the Ghibli Studios, and I got to meet Miyazaki.
Oh, wow.
He signed my book, my Mononoke book.
Oh, right. Oh,
and then gave us passes to go see the premiere of Mononoke. It came out that year when I was there. So I saw it in theaters.
Wow.
That's hard.
Yeah, that's crazy. Bro. That's the only thing that's gotten a perfect like 10 out of 10 on our show.
Is Mononoke. That movie. Yeah. That's my favorite Ghibli movie. Mm-hmm. And then probably second would be Spirited Away.
Okay. 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 Don't say Howl's Moving Castle.
No, I like Howl's Moving Castle. I'll eat some ramen to Howl's Moving Castle. Yeah. But
the food looked great in Howl's Moving Castle.
It's too chill.
Yeah. 2 months in Japan, what was you doing out there?
So I actually, me and my buddy, we were like drawn. Well, we stayed with his family. He has family over there.
Yeah. Okay.
So we stayed over there, and then we actually drew like a... We got one of our like comic. We were writing comic books. Like he would write them, and I would draw them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we got one of them in one of those like those Japanese books.
Yeah,
it was all fire. Like, that was like my first introduction to actually illustrating.
That's awesome. That's
so you still had that. You still had that like around somewhere to where you have it.
I had somewhere. I think my parents have it.
Mm. Okay.
Because I was young. I think I was like maybe 13.
Mm.
That was like when Princess Diana died.
Oh, okay.
She got murked when we were out there. Oh, wow. We were like, damn, man, that's crazy. We still going to Ghibli, though? Right.
Hey, when you're 13, you're just like, I care what I care about.
Yeah, that's fact.
That's true.
Oh, poor white girl. Yeah. We going to Ghibli?
Yeah. So, New Gen, have you been watching any kind of New Gen? So anything kind of after? Like, it could be like, you know, the Demon Slayer, Jujutsu Kaisen types, like Attack on Titan.
I watched the first season of Demon Slayer, Fire.
Yep.
Obviously. Mm-hmm. I watched Attack on Titan. I feel like I watched the first two seasons of Attack on Titan.
Mm-hmm.
The back end of season three. Are they in the fourth season?
They're in the fourth one.
Yeah, like part three of season four.
There's a season I missed.
Rob to go in on something, just ask him about
season two of Attack on Titan.
Attack on Titan.
Okay, so maybe I didn't see season two. There was a season where I was watching and I was like, this is weird.
Sounds like season two.
I think I cut it off.
Yeah.
First season of Attack on Titan was like mind blowing. I was like, oh, they're like they're back with anime. Like this is like taking back over.
Yeah. I think go ahead.
And then so those are the two. I saw a little bits and pieces of Jujutsu Kaisen.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really follow the story. I saw the first episode, and then I just watched a bunch of fight scenes on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
Fight back, nigga.
So out of all of the anime that you watch, and we talk about this a lot, which anime that you've seen that you're like, not necessarily your favorite, but you've seen it and was like, this the anime that I would make?
Like,
Mob Psycho, I feel like that's the anime that I would make.
100%.
It's not my favorite, but it's one that I see myself that's on brand with me.
I would say either Mob or One Punch Man. One Punch Man is probably my favorite new anime. That first season was just chef's kiss. I watched that. I've watched that several times over that season. I don't normally do that.
So you feel like that aligns more with who you are?
Yeah, because it's like funny, but then like when they get down to like the fighting, it's well animated. Mm-hmm. Well, it was well animated.
Yeah.
Glad we all agree with that. Season two
was just really let us down. Yeah. Come on. I feel like, do they not know that we notice? Or I heard they changed studios. Is that what happened? They changed studios?
That could have been it.
Because I saw the second season. I was like, I need it. There's an explanation for this. Get
into the research.
Like, did they have a stroke?
Like, I just feel like, and also, too, they'd be like, y'all love it, so fuck it. Y'all here now? Like, take it. Like, I feel like they, that mentality as well is like, what, y'all gonna leave?
Yeah. What about you? What would be your...
They did switch up studios from season one. It was Madhouse in season one.
Oh, which is a monster.
Yeah, and then it changed up to J.C. Staff.
Oh, that sounds...
J.C. Penney.
Sounds like a department store, yeah.
J.C. Penney making animation now?
One punch and shoot.
Yeah. I'm looking at their other, like, I don't see it. I don't recognize anything else.
Anything
on this
else?
List of stuff that they've done. They did the Parappa the Rapper.
Yeah, that was bad.
That was a classic, man. Come on, man.
The anime?
Oh, they had an anime?
Yeah, they made an anime. Apparently. A Parappa the Rapper anime.
Oh, I just watched the video games.
Parappa the Rapper the anime was cool.
It was?
You sound like you had, I mean, not the anime,
the video game.
Was cool.
I love the video
game. It just sounded like you was having a seizure if you kept pressing the...
Punch.
This is a long list of shows I do not recognize.
Yeah. J.C. Penney Animation.
That's funny.
So you were asking me. I mean, for me, I love violence, bro. Like, for in my anime. So to me, Demon Slayer is something that I would make on some, like, you know, my family might have been destroyed type shit, and I got to get revenge.
Yeah.
I also got to give a shout out to Afro Samurai.
Yeah.
That shit was pretty fire too. For what it was, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
Like it wasn't quite anime. Yeah. Was it? I feel like.
I mean, it was. It's
it was. Yeah.
It's Texas Japanese animation studio.
Yeah. Oh, they did. Okay, yep. Okay.
I think so.
It's technically
anime. Felt a little, I don't know, like Americanized. I don't know.
Yeah, because I think it was probably originally voice acted by Americans, not Samuel
Jackson.
Yeah. And then, but yes, to your point, the Demon Slayer, there was like two episodes of the Demon Slayer, the last season. Did I talk to you about this?
We might have talked about it.
Was that Entertainment District?
Where their fight, it's the guy, ninjas dude. Yeah, fighting the demon.
Yeah.
That sequence when they're fighting
with the one hand, with the one arm,
was like, that was the same feeling I got when I watched One Punch Man. No, when I watched Attack on Titan.
Yeah.
That was like, oh, anime is back.
I feel like Demon Slayer was the one for a lot of people that kind of not. I think it brought like anime back to top tier level.
Mm. I think it brought it to a height that it never was at.
Yeah. I mean, you could say that. You can say that because even movie wise, the sale of the movies broke all these records. Then, you know, people, it was trending. It was one of the first animes I've seen trending as hard as it was trending on social media a lot too, multiple times for both seasons.
Yeah.
But I also feel like, I'm sure you guys have all been anime fans for the longest. I feel like this is getting infiltrated. I feel like people are like, you know, now they're paying attention to it. It's like,
I love it when Naruto goes Super Saiyan. Yeah.
What? Excuse me, what? I feel like I'm the Rosa Parks of anime.
I take these L's for y'all.
Literally, like, I'm the one putting the VHSs in, and they talking in Japanese, and they're like, man, what's all this Chinese shit? Yeah, yeah. Like, all my family in the background, talking this shit. What the fuck is this?
Yeah. By the way,
you're a weirdo. I'm like a weirdo right here watching this shit.
How they sound when he was telling you
this? He said what?
How they sounded?
Man, turn this shit on, nigga. What the fuck you want? What is Chinese nigga? This nigga turned into a bitch.
I used to love Ranma ½ too. You ever heard of Ranma ½?
No.
Definitely a series you should check out. It's basically about this father-son martial arts. I guess they're martial artists, and they're training over these springs, these like cursed springs, and whatever, you fall into one and you come out and you're like, that's your curse from then on. So one of them fell, the dad falls in, he's like, every time he gets hit with cold water now, he turns into a panda. Mm-hmm. And then the guy, the son, when he falls in, he's the main character, when he gets hit with cold water, he turns into a girl.
Oh, dude.
And
oh,
so, wow. And then they get married into this other martial art family, like full of all these women and this dad. And it's just a really funny action-packed,
mm-hmm.
dope-ass show. Oh, yeah. But, like, from, like, that's, like, early 90s.
What's the name of it? Ranma?
Ranma 1.
Somebody said in the thing, they said Ranma was his first manga.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, I have all the mangas, too.
Yeah. I think the first thing I ever talked to you about, was it Eureka 7? Was it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Did you watch Eureka 7?
I don't think so.
I forgot what you... Did you watch, like, a mech anime back in... Or was it Gurren Lagann?
Gurren Lagann is my shit. Lagan.
That one definitely gets a lot of...
I forgot what we watched.
I'm not really a mech anime
I'm not
guy.
Either.
Yeah.
There was an anime... Is this considered anime? You ever seen Gantz on Netflix?
Yeah, that's considered
anime. Is it anime? Yeah, it was pretty... Yeah. It was weird. It was interesting.
Yeah, CGI.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gantz. All
right, just a few more questions.
Yeah,
this guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty fire, too.
Okay.
I mean, it's not fire.
Yeah. It's all right.
let me dial it back.
It's not a waste of your time.
It's not a waste of your time.
Okay, copy that.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like you've seen a couple things that I never even heard of before. So like some OG stuff, which is dope. Yeah. It's like, that's what I love about, like, just speaking anime. It's just like, nah, it's all some shit. Like, it's like, there's so much stuff that people watch. Because, like I said, I'm full action, so these are a lot of action ones you're talking about, too, right?
Yes. Yeah. I'm not suggesting anything. That
are you a manga guy, too?
Yeah. I mean, if yes, I'm a manga guy. Like, I was a huge manga guy for Ranma 1/2, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
JoJo's.
When it first, like, before the anime came out.
Yeah.
Like, I was just a manga. Grappler Baki.
Yeah.
That was before the anime came out. I just liked the manga.
Sure.
And then Dragon Ball, of course. I have the whole Dragon Ball to Dragon Ball Z.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Like the whole mural. Like, in Japanese, all of that. I used to know how to read Japanese. I don't know how to do it anymore. But yeah,
put some respect in your anime name, though. Like
I did a couple weeks of Duolingo and was just like,
it's a lot. I went to class to learn it. I went to what's that called? Santa Monica College.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Took that. Like, that was my language.
Yeah. Damn. SMC, man. Yeah. I know a little bit about SMC over there.
Yeah. You get into a lot of fights over there. I'll tell you that much.
But out of the junior college, they had the hoes.
They did. Yeah.
I went to Valley College for a second.
Shout out to my wife.
Just a quick.
three of y'all. Oh, yeah. Without my wife.
Shout out to my wife.
Back in the early 2000s.
A long time ago.
Before I met you.
Yep. This is not real. You are.
I knew you.
I knew you was, but I definitely knew you.
But we wasn't like that, you know.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the hoes.
Man. So just like two more quick questions, man. And we jump into the shits about the shows that we watched. Who's your all time favorite protagonist in the game, man?
Damn, that's a deep one. I'm gonna have to say Ashtaka from Mononoke.
Okay. Sure.
He was very. He was kind of like the Ned Stark from Game of Thrones. Dude who's like, no matter what, he's gonna be self-sacrificial and do what's right.
Yep.
And then he can fight too.
He can suck your ass out.
Yeah.
He can get them arrows, get active.
Oh,
catch
man.
It, shoot it right back.
When he shot, when I was, I remember seeing that in the theater when he shot them arms off. I was like, this is a Ghibli movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, is that their only kind of violent movie?
Their most violent.
Their most violent. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nausicaa was pretty violent too. No, there was another one that he didn't actually direct. His son did it. That was pretty violent.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they told him he came back after that. They was like,
yeah,
all right, you fucked it up. Yeah. Like, I'm coming back. I'm coming back. I thought I could pass the family business on to you. You fucked it up. I'm coming back.
Yeah.
That was the only Ghibli movie that wasn't profitable. And that's why he came back.
No kidding.
Wow. He came back. They didn't make the money back on it. Wow. He was just like, all right, son, you fucked it up. Get out of here, big dog.
I think they should have gave him at least two times. I think the reason why it didn't do well probably was because it's his son.
Yeah. Right.
Like, had they just give that dude a chance and let him, like, kind of get his footing, maybe.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
money's money, man. You got to make that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bottom line.
All right, last question. Favorite villain of all time. What's your favorite villain, man?
Damn, man. I will say, because there's so many to choose from.
You can give me a few, too.
Okay, so one of them, there's this anime called Final Fantasy Advent Children. You ever seen that?
Is that the CG movie?
I
saw that a long time ago.
Yeah,
I haven't seen it in a while.
So the fight scene in that movie between Cloud and, I forgot his name, Vicious is his name?
Mm-hmm.
So that's like, that was the villain in the movie.
Yeah.
Bro, he got this long-ass sword, and he's just... Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
What
and
is
then it turns
name?
Like big when he like powers up as Fireman. The fight it's definitely worth YouTubing the fight scenes in that movie.
Yeah.
Advent Children.
And it's just that movie?
Yeah, it's just it's only that movie, yeah.
Yeah.
So but it was just so like the score and and they're like fighting in the sky is fire.
That's all
right. Yeah, I'm that type of person. You tell me a fight scene is what gets me to watch an anime. You'd be like, yo, watch the fight scene. I don't care what.
It's not Vicious. Vicious is the guy from.
He's from Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's
Sephiroth.
No,
Trigon.
Sephiroth. Whatever.
Trigon is Vicious.
No, Vicious is.
Cowboy Bebop.
That's
Spike.
He's another one. Yeah, he's another one of my favorite. He's another one of my favorite villains.
I'm all turned around.
Yeah,
don't listen to me.
Of the big, have you seen any of the big?
Ooh, somebody said Vampire Hunter D. I love Vampire Hunter D. Also,
there we go.
The OG one and like the new one that they made was pretty fire too with the werewolf with the stomach that like bites people and shit.
Oh, no, I haven't seen that. Yeah. That sounds crazy.
Damn. Just when you think you've seen a lot of anime.
Yeah.
Because, I wonder if now if Brennan's bitch ass was here, would he be like, would he be like, oh, no, I've seen, because Brennan, I think probably Brennan on our podcast has probably seen maybe the most, or like maybe it's more like the stuff that we probably haven't watched that's like more like. You know, I'm not necessarily saying like the main things that people watch.
Well, I know
like,
he starts a lot of stuff and he doesn't necessarily finish it. Like he'll start kind of like dip his toe and be like, all right, I'll either finish this or like I'm done.
Yeah.
So I know he's seen a pretty wide variety of stuff.
Okay. They've gotten a lot better at shows, anime shows.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
when I was younger watching it, I could really only stand the movies.
Yeah.
Because they had so much fluff and filler because they didn't really have that much story. They weren't really that good of storytellers back in the day, but they gave all their attention to the animation.
They wanted
process.
To get them. They wanted to get their drawn off, and they needed a way to do it.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey man, fuck all this character building, man.
Yeah,
let's get active. All right, man. So yeah, man. Thanks for all that, bro. Man, we appreciate it.
This right here is what makes us the greatest. Fucking anime podcast in the entire world.
That's a good slip. I was gonna say that's a good slipping pause.
Whoa!
Yeah,
hey, yo!
No!
Sir!
Take two, man. That was
you had a chance to stop yourself, and you.
It was like on the. I can't even say what I was about to say next. It was like on the tip of my tongue. It's like that's another.
Also pause.
Also a pause moment.
Moving on.
Oh yeah, but so we have a quick poll too, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Whose poll was it? Was that your poll? That
I got the whole October on lockdown, you know, spooky season, round two. And I did this, I had a purpose for this poll, and it went exactly how I thought it would go. We had Guts from Berserk, which is a human, going against Kaneki from Tokyo Ghoul, who's a ghoul. So on paper, it's a human versus a ghoul. You think it's easy money. Ghouls have regenerative abilities. Long different, Kaneki specifically has all these different tentacles, super strength, super speed, all of this stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, on paper, it looks like Guts is going to give Wash. But that's not the case. Guts ended up winning by a very slim margin, 56% to 44%. And he won. And there was people were writing paragraphs.
It was heated in the comment section.
Paragraphs on why the other person, why Guts would win, why Kaneki would win. And, you know, both points were valid. Both sides made great points. But I think the people who read Berserk or watched Berserk in the early 90s, not the CGI one, they know Berserk is, Guts is a dog.
Yeah.
Guts is a dog. He didn't fought some crazy creatures, some monsters. He didn't fought fucking planets with eyes on them and stuff, and just next level demons and monsters and creatures and the stuff that he's been through, the hell that he's been through, his skill set, his sword, how he's able to swing his sword. He has the berserker armor. Like, what he brings to the table is just far beyond what a human really is. Like,
gotcha.
Labeling him as a human is like, I know he's trash, but like, it's like labeling Yamcha as a human. Like, yeah, you're a human, but the capabilities that you have as a human are fucking far surpasses that of any human.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's like, what Guts is able to do, he would, and I personally think Kaneki would get his ass beat, and I like Kaneki.
I want to say that's one of your favorite animes.
Yeah, and I like Kaneki, but I think Guts Tokyo to get Ghoul? His ass washed.
I never see Tokyo.
Yeah, you should. The first two seasons. That's Falcon. It. Stop after that.
We watched the first season on the show. We were kind of just like, this is what you're raving about, man? This is what it's about. He's like, episode 12, right? We was like,
it's true. Yeah. It turns up like right at the end of season one.
It does.
And apparently season two is just like off the rails.
Yeah. Have you seen Berserk though?
Yeah, Berserk's fire. Gus, I mean, I saw the OG.
But that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's what I'm referencing. The CGI ones, they're not terrible.
Yeah.
They're cool, but the early 90s ones.
Yeah.
It was so dark. It was so painful. You had to watch Guts go through all of that shit that he went through. Like, that shit was fucking fire.
I'm going to say something fairly controversial. I don't even know.
Okay.
I feel like they used to make better demons back in the day. Mm-hmm. I feel like nowadays, aside from what we're about to talk about, they're too... They're not scary. Like, even in Demon Slayer, like, a lot of those demons are like, you're like sitting there like, I mean, I want to see the fight, but this does not strike fear in me.
Oh,
I get that. Yeah,
that's fair to say. Yeah, that's true. Even in Jujutsu Kaisen,
they
weren't scared. It's like, they got hands.
They're funny. They have, like, you know, but you're like,
I don't know. That just popped up out of nowhere in Jujutsu Kaisen was kind of creepy. Like that first cursed demon that Sukuna came out and fought. Well, he was black and white.
They
were like, him and Megumi were talking, and he just popped up like, what's up, motherfuckers?
Right. Yeah.
That he was kind of creepy. But other than that, you're right. That's a good point, man. Because even the demons, how powerful they are is what makes them scary.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not like the looking at them.
Not the look, and I'd like both.
I get that.
You know.
I want you to be scary and a dog at the same time, in a sense, where it's like, when they get active, it's...
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So who do you think is, like, the scariest looking villain? Not even necessarily demon-wise, but, like, just scariest antagonist in the game.
The scariest looking villain?
That you saw them and was just like, God,
this nigga's kind of crazy.
Looking. Yeah.
Like, oh, shit. Like,
I don't know, man. I feel like the people who have the scariest villains aren't even in animation. It's in video games.
Oh yeah, like Silent Hill and shit, Silent like Pyramid Hill, Head and
Resident Evil. That movie with they made a movie out of it now, The Last of Us.
Clickers and shit.
Is crazy.
Yeah,
and there needs to be like, and I think it's because anime is lit too well. It's like so bright, right? Whereas like, when you get it seedy and dark, like that's when you can, you can't really see their faces like that.
And then they finally hit the light and you like go back in the dark.
So you probably gotta go to like, it probably some good horror animes out there. I don't watch them that much like that, but I'm pretty sure they must have them. They have to have them if that's the sense.
The 80s and the 90s ones had some. Even they really paid attention to their villains.
Yeah.
Well, I think also too in the '80s, especially in the '80s and the '90s, like they were all about scary movies. Freddy Krueger and stuff like that. Whereas now we try to do scary movies, but it hasn't been a scary actual even like live action. I'm just like, oh, this is scary. I just been like, all right. I jumped because
Halloween
I was startled.
There was one that creeped me the hell out. I don't know if it scared me, but it kind of disturbed me. It was
Is this an anime?
No, it was Hereditary. No.
Hereditary was
wicked. That was weird.
Hereditary was wicked. There's a new one I was watching, Terrifier, with this Arthur Clown.
I was hearing about this.
That shit is sick.
Yeah, I don't really like watching scary movies, and I accidentally saw that one because the way that this guy writes his movies and does his movies is he baits you in with like a normal story, messed up family.
Yeah, Ari Lester.
And then like halfway through, you're like invested, and then like...
Yeah.
And you're like, by the end of it, I felt like I was part of a seance.
Did you see Midsommar, his other one?
No, I refused.
Midsommar is
actually a little lighter than Hereditary.
I read the script. It was dope. He's good.
The other one he made before that, the Something Going On with the Johnsons, that was fucking...
Oh, that was him?
That was him. That was him. That's the first thing he made.
It's like Something Weird Strange with the Johnsons. That shit...
That's the Hereditary dude.
Whoa.
Yeah. That was crazy.
Dog.
Yeah, it was
dog.
That's the same guy. Hereditary, Midsommar, that's him.
Yeah, he's good, man.
I don't even know if I would recommend that shit, bro.
Yeah.
It's on YouTube. And it's not scary.
It's just
very disturbing.
Disturbing, fucked up shit.
He's like that.
Yeah.
You're sitting there watching, and then so he'll give you disturbing, and then he'll give you the...
And it's kind of the same trope that you said. They start out as a regular family.
Yeah.
And then it just goes.
My jaw dropped. 4 or 5 minutes in? Like, literally on the floor for 5 minutes being like,
and you don't pick it up until the end.
Are you fucking serious?
Really?
Yeah.
You think that's his best?
I liked Hereditary the most.
Okay.
And it was his first thing, so the budget wasn't there. But this, from a disturbing and stories perspective, I was like, yo, this is fucking wild.
And also, the Johnson movie is short. It's like a short.
Yeah, it's like a short.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hereditary was his first feature.
Yeah.
Johnson's probably like a 10, 15 minute thing.
Yeah. And it's.
Yeah. That dude's going to be working for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever he wants to do.
So so he won the, that's the poll, 56 to.
56% to 44. It was a battle, man. And again, both sides made very valid points because everybody was just like, Gus is the fucking human, man. Come on. Like, he's not beating a ghoul with, and then people kept talking about the regenerative powers, but like, those are the type of people that Guts was going against night in and night out. Like, and they would come back,
this
and he's like, I'm here
new.
Too.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And I think that's just the best argument that you can really make for Guts is just who he went up against.
Mm-hmm.
He was fighting above his weight class night in and night out because it was like, I can't remember, like 100 nights or something that he just had to be under this red moon and he was just fighting demons.
Jeez.
Night, every day. And I was just like, yeah, that's
exhausting.
Yeah.
All right, man. So let's get into the shits that we watched, man. We watched Chainsaw Man. We watched Mob Psycho first two episodes, and then we saw some Bleach. But we jump into this Chainsaw Man.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a quick synopsis.
We'll do a quick synopsis. Brought to you not by myself this time. This time I'm just gonna basically go off of what they put on Wikipedia. 16-year-old Denji has been burdened with a massive debt left behind by his deceased father, who committed suicide. To repay the debt, he works as a devil hunter with Pochita, a dog resembling Chainsaw Devil. After finishing a job for a Yakuza boss, Denji tells Pochita about his dreams to live a peaceful life and settle down with his partner, or with a partner. The boss takes Denji to an abandoned warehouse for a job, which he reveals his group has allied themselves with his zombie devil, who has Denji dismembered. Denji's blood seeps into Pochita's mouth, and Denji has a vision of Pochita telling him that he will become Denji's heart in exchange for seeing Denji live out his dream. Whole again, Denji confronts the zombie devil, pulling Pochita's pull string, which is now on his chest. He's able to transform into a devil-human hybrid form that allows him to grow chainsaws out of his head and arms, which he uses to kill the zombie devil and the Yakuza zombies. The next morning, the carnage is found by a group of public safety devil hunters. Their leader, Makima, hugs Denji after he asks her to do so, causing him to revert back to his human form, and she offers to keep Denji alive as a human and feed him, much to his delight. And that was pretty much everything that happened.
Like a pet.
And,
that was one,
yeah,
a dog.
Pet, yeah, he a dog for real.
Yeah,
that was.
You read that though.
Oh yeah, I read that.
Oh, I was about to say.
I didn't write that.
So yeah, what do you think about this episode of Chainsaw Man? Have you heard any hype about it, anyways, beforehand or?
Well, I heard hype about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it lived up to its hype. I thought it was pretty fire. I didn't know he was 16. He looks older than that.
Yeah.
I also, I don't know. I think it's weird that his little pet merged with him, and now it's his heart, and now like he pulls on that string. Like he basically is like tucking on his little pet's asshole to activate his powers every time. I'm like, dude, that's kind of fucking. You know what I mean? Like, but I did like the final battle, like that. All I liked him being dismembered.
Mm-hmm.
I liked him chopping those zombies and like,
oh man,
yeah. I liked the also the animation style. It's like a blend of the. Of the CG with the
that was
the
good. They finally, I think, like I was saying last week, Dora was close to getting it right, but I think Chainsaw Man was the first person to get the CGI. Like, we got it, we got it.
Are we allowed to spoil alert here? Because I just spoiled.
Spoiler alert.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
you good?
Okay, cool.
I mean, I enjoyed it. I mean, he merged with his little pet. Shout out Tucker, that's how you do it, man.
Come here.
If you're going to merge somebody together, you go
merge somebody with a dog.
I don't know if you watched Attack on Titan. I'm not Attack on Titan.
Fullmetal Alchemist.
Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood.
I don't think so. No.
I would say that's considered a top three for
Fire.
Most people.
It's a good.
It's considered
it's a good one. It's
Brotherhood
a good.
Though.
Brotherhood,
not Fullmetal Alchemist, just a regular one. Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood because they took the manga route.
It's kind of like a Game of Thrones thing where like the original like they. The anime got ahead of the source material, and they basically made up their own ending.
Yeah.
Brotherhood went back and was just like, "We're gonna stay faithful to the source material and just do it that way." And
it's
much better.
I'll do that. I'll check
51
that
episodes.
Yeah, and it's not.
So I'll see that, and then there was another one that you guys said that was good too.
Cyberpunk.
Cyberpunk is short, 10 episodes.
Yeah.
It's worth it. Got titties in it.
Got some titties in it for sure.
Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood don't got no titties, but. Yeah, but this was like I know Ice said he's been reading the manga and stuff like that. And mm-hmm. He was just like, and
I got the manga in the car actually.
And I was hyped about it just before they were just saying that it's gonna come out, and I was just like, I was all in. He was like, nah, a little bit to the hype. And I kept seeing promo for it, and I was like, all right, cool. And then I accidentally saw the fight scene first, accidentally. You know how I am.
Accidentally.
I watched spoiler late.
Allegedly, right. Accidentally.
I'm the spoiler motherfucker. I'm the spoiler nigga. Like, you can tell me a spoiler. I'm like, all right, we cool. I'm good.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When it comes to anime.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Not every, like, not, like, you told me the spoilers of Black Panther 2, and you knew I'm like, oh, you a motherfucker right now. Yeah. But, like, but like, you be like, yo, this is what happened in Chainsaw Man. I'm like, and I haven't seen it yet, but like, yo, that'll get me to watch an anime that I wasn't interested in watching.
Mm. You better figure this shit out before you get your movie role. Bro, you're gonna be Tom Holland out here.
Yeah,
yo, Tom B.
spilling the beans.
Every bean.
What about the sequel? Yeah. Like, oh, I don't know about the sequel. I'm dead.
What? Yeah. What, Keenan?
Didn't they cut to him and he was just like, oh, fuck. Yeah. Like, he knew he's more than just like, shit.
They don't tell him anything anymore.
Yeah, that's good. He's a young kid. I get it. But, like, yeah, this show lived up to the hype. In my personal opinion, too, like I said, it was all violent. I mm-hmm. loved it. Mm-hmm. It went by fast, too. You know, some anime I watched, like, this is a long fucking episode.
I would say also to their props to them for their demons and zombies kind of actually looked a little darker. They looked a little more.
They look gross.
Yeah, they look gross. Yeah. I like that. Like, yeah. I was like, okay. Just like, I kind of don't like looking at you.
Yeah, the zombie devil revolting. Was,
ugh. And I think this show might actually go there with it. I mean, you're reading the manga, so you would know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Rob, what do you think?
It was cool. I liked it. I don't know that I'm totally 100% in.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. And I can't, like, put my finger on it exactly. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's just because it was so hyped that I was like, I expected it to, like, change things for me. And, like, I think maybe because it just reminded me a lot of other things we've watched. Like, specifically him merging with the heart reminded me a lot of Parasite, the Maxim. Did you see that?
Oh, it did. Yes. Okay. Yeah.
I have the manga.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah. Yeah. So there was – I saw some overlap there. Okay. I thought the action was cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say – I love Pochita. Him right away, I'm just like, that's a cute character. Like, mm-hmm. I want to see. I was gonna be mad if they really took him out, but like, I felt bad for this character, this main guy. I felt bad. Like, I don't know if we've seen somebody this down, mm-hmm. and that includes Boji from the other one. Like, this guy, he's got like heart condition. He's eating like a piece of bread a day. Like,
he sold an eye. He sold
his nuts.
His nuts. Testicle. He's doing mental math on how much he can get for his testicles.
He put a cigarette in his mouth.
So that being said, like, I'm definitely in. Like, I'm not saying I'm just like, oh, like, I didn't like it. It was just like, all right, this was cool, but I wasn't like, I can't wait to see what happens next week.
I tell you what I didn't like.
Sure.
How they animated him abandoning his power. Like, melting off his face.
Yeah.
I was like, no, bro.
Yeah.
That's too easy. I need it to, like, grow back into his face. And it, like, hurt him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like Wolverine.
Yeah.
I agree with that, because I'm still confused on if that's going to be the way that it always happens now, too. Because I was like, that's how they're going to do this?
Yeah. Like, son's getting real low, it's big, like, guy
sweat.
Sort of thing.
Yeah, like, sweat. Let's just, like,
gets a hug.
Son's getting real low, big guy.
Falls off.
And I want to see him really mutate into the Chainsaw Man. Because we just saw him, like, kind of go at it at that point. I want to see him.
All right.
Oh, you see it?
Yeah. You see that?
Yeah, go ahead. Go
ahead. I liked it. I mean, I knew it was coming. It's cool to see it animated. I think that was really dope. I think, again, when you read, because I'm reading it on Viz, so, like, I was just going through. I have hard covers now, but at first I was just on Viz. I got a membership, so I was just going through. So it's like, you don't know what chapter is this and what's going to be on what episode, so I didn't know how far they were going. Mm-hmm. But I think what they had and where they stopped it at was a really good spot, I think, because the rest of the story and what they're going to do and the characters that they're going to bring is really dope. I understand where you're coming from, because you know me, when somebody hypes something up, like, I take that into account when I watch it. Mm-hmm. So I understand you not, you know, us being hyped up, you know, everybody hyping it up and you reading and going in like, okay, I get that. But I still stand by everything that I've said about it, just because of what's coming and the villains that they have and all of that. So, yeah. But this first episode, I enjoyed it. It's cool to see it animated and finally come out, too.
Yeah.
Mm. I hope they keep the animation up to par.
Like yeah. Especially something like CGI. It's like you can't take any, you know, chances, or like you can't scale back on something like that. You came out hot, you got to stay hot.
I mean, we'll see. We know who's animating this, right? Them boys over at MAPPA.
Yeah,
everybody. And them boys over at MAPPA, they do a great job, but they are being...
they're being worked, man.
They're being over-fucking-worked.
Yes.
And that's the thing, too.
Who's MAPPA?
MAPPA did the... They did the new... It was a new season of Attack on Titan?
Attack on Titan.
Jujutsu Kaisen.
Jujutsu Kaisen. They didn't do Demon Slayer. That's other people.
Oh, so they're busy.
They got a shit ton. They got damn near all of the...
Almost all the top
everybody
dogs.
That's out right now, MAPPA is responsible for.
Yeah, besides probably Demon Slayer. But like a lot of the top dogs that if you see animation looks dope, mm-hmm. I think they're normally part of it. But it's just like... I think they even got some stuff about like we're not paying their people, or like just they're just super overworked. Was it?
It's mostly just like they're super overworked and like not. conditions are bad. Essentially, like they're not. They're having to stay at their desk long time, work overtime, and it not maybe necessarily being properly compensated for that time. So it's
They got a lot going on. So the top three, obviously, the one we said: Chainsaw Man, Attack on Titan, Jujutsu Kaisen, Evangelion, Dororo. Kagaguri, which is a pretty popular anime, Dorohedoro, which I was talking about before, God of High School, which you know Rob's favorite anime, Yusuke. So like they've been doing
Yusuke
a lot
for Netflix. The black
one, the black one with Keith Sanfield, which was the strongest point of.
Yeah, I mean the animation looked great.
Yeah, the animation was great, but we had some issues with that. But Do we want to give our scores?
Yeah,
straight
we can give scores.
All right, so our score system is out of 9,000.
9,000.
So that being essentially our 10. So like that's how we normally do. We like we'll give it like a 7,500, 7,200, whatever the case may be, 8,200.
Give it a 5.
You guys are ridiculous.
Yeah, it's 30.
I thought you were gonna say
that's
9.
Funny,
dude. At a 9,000.
So, it's like the power up wasn't ridiculous, but us saying the power scale. That's when Damon was like, "All right, bro."
Well, he prepped me for that. If you guys would have just done that, I would have bust out laughing. You didn't prep me for that.
Everybody should have prepped me for the power. You were like, "What the fuck is going on?
What is happening?"
So we're gonna out of a 9,000. What you got, Ice?
Oh,
putting him on the spot.
I'm gonna go. Actually, no, you go, Ice. It was cool, man. I think it was a great starting point. What I didn't like, I don't know. There's nothing that I necessarily didn't like. I understand you wanted to establish the character. I think maybe reading it, I got through that part so quickly that I was kind of caught off guard that they spent so much time doing that. But again, it went quick, so I don't know. I think. I don't really have too many dislikes, but what I will say is what I did like about it is just, you know, I'm glad that it's out. I'm glad that they didn't keep pushing it back and back and back. On a scale of 1-0 to 9,000, I'm going to give it a solid 6,800.
All right. Mm. That's lower than I thought you would.
Yeah, it's a good start because I just know what's coming. So I don't want
to. Oh, you got room to grow.
Ceiling,
all right. For me, I mean, I enjoyed it. It like I said, a little to the hype to me and all the violence that I wanted. People getting chopped up, bodies chopped down. I felt bad for the main character, pulled my heartstrings. I think he probably has, like you said, some of the worst circumstances he had to go through in here. But I agree with you, Ice. I can't go too high because it's like then there's no room to grow. Mm-hmm. So overall, I don't really have any dislikes, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I didn't. I was struggling.
Yeah, I didn't really have any dislikes, to be honest. Animation was fire. The fight scenes were fire. Voice acting was dope. And I gave it a 7,400, man. 7,400.
Right.
Yeah. Damon, what you got, bro?
$7,000, my friend.
Seven grand. What you got, Rob, over there?
Yeah, I mean, I like I said, I'm in. I'm definitely going to keep checking in on it. My one complaint would be that I didn't latch on to... we only have basically the one character we met so far, and I'm not, like, super invested in him yet.
Right. Yeah.
That being said, I'm in. I want to see what happens next, so I'm at a 6,400.
64?
Ooh, shit.
You know God who damn. Were kind of sad like him that I liked? This is kind of... Tekkon Kinkreet? Is that what it's called? Have you ever seen that movie?
No.
Tekkon
no.
Kinkreet. It's worth seeing it. It's like...
Bro, you got an anime bag, dog.
T-E-K-K... Tekkon
TKK.
Your anime bag is probably deeper than I thought it was.
Yeah,
man.
That's crazy.
That's 2006 hard. Film.
Yeah, man. Definitely worth a watch. That is like, It's basically about, it's kind of like The Lost Boys, but like this, it's like they run these little towns in in whatever Asian area they live in, and then they fight against the Yakuza.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, but they kind of have, they low-key have like powers. And they're like all orphans and shit. It's crazy.
That sounds cool.
How long, Damon, have you been working like in the industry?
Like regularly since I was 25.
So it's at 14 years?
I mean, I...
So how do you...
I ain't doing math for you, bro.
I'm not that guy. You looked at me expecting me. I'm like, I'm off the clock, buddy.
So how do you fit anime in? Basically, the question I was getting at. How do you fit anime into the busy schedule?
I always make time. Like, I'll watch it on my phone or any, like, breaks. If it's really good, I'll watch it. I usually wait for like friends to recommend things to me. You know,
after a couple bad recs, you're like, you know what?
Well, because I used to like, I'd be pursuing it. You know, what I mean, I would go and like, and now I don't really have the time to do that. But there's always, I always have buddies. Hey man, you should check this one
out. Would you say you're Rosa Parks? Have you been able to get any of your castmates that haven't watched anime before? Have you been able to get them on the anime bus?
Nah, they call me nerd. Yeah, all my buddies. The guy I did Let's Be Cops with, him and this other actor that I know, they just have basically a group text with me, and they just roast me about any anime. But I'm strong in it, man. I know.
Staying firm. That's what
I know. There's a lot
about.
Of us, and so I'm like, yeah, you guys can't.
More
every
day, like
you
said.
You can't move me.
I mean, I feel like at this particular point, like you can't even roast the anime, like the community for real, because there's way too many of us. Like there's NBA, there's big time NBA stars, big time actors, there's everything that rock with it.
Embiid.
Yeah, Embiid rocks with it. I know. I think Carl Anthony Towns.
What's that guy's name? The UFC guy, Israel.
Oh yeah, Israel Adesanya.
Oh yeah, he's big. Oh,
yeah. He's big in Naruto. He like knows all the finger movements.
Yeah. What's it called? I mean, at the time, Ronda Rousey was into it because she was looking. They said she looked like a Android 18.
That's funny.
A little bit.
Yeah. So like, I mean, like,
Megan Thee Stallion.
Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh, yeah. Very in anime.
I didn't know if the, she was in it or like trendy in it. I didn't know how she was. Like
some of the videos and interviews that I've seen with her, like
she cares.
Yeah. She kind of knew it.
I just saw a video of her from like high school. She was talking about like, you know, we need to have something for nerds and like
stuff like that. So she's in it.
It wasn't this, because at first, you know, everybody, I think when they saw her as Todoroki Tina from, you know, from My Hero, it was just like, all right, cool, this is just the style, you know, probably picking the fan. But then I started to watch interviews, it's like, nah, she's watching it, she takes her time to like, I watched like these four seasons of whatever. It's like when you start putting it in seasons or something,
it's like,
and not just an episode or a scene. I'm like, all right, I gotta put some respect on it somewhat.
You
know what I'm saying? How do you feel about Inuyasha?
Is that the one that's it's like a white haired?
Yeah,
he's like a cat man.
Yeah. I like the they remake it.
I don't think so. I mean, your answer right now is the right answer.
Cool.
I don't know anything. It was cool.
I like. I mean, it was cool. It was. It's from the same. It's like the same creator. The manga, the person who made the manga is the same one who made Ranma 1/2. I kind of tuned in just to see, but it just was like not my style.
They wasn't
Not for you.
Yeah, cool character design, but no.
Yeah. Majority of
Samurai, Samurai Champloo is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Man. We dogged that.
Dogged it out.
You didn't like that?
Well, we said that.
When did you guys watch it?
We watched it after it was on fire. So
we watched it 3 years ago.
Oh, that's two. Yeah, I saw it when I was.
And same with Cowboy Bebop. We watched that later on, so we're just kind of like, I mean, I think you like Cowboy Bebop.
I really like Cowboy Bebop. But I got the soundtrack.
I was over it.
Soundtrack was incredible.
Yes. Soundtrack's fire, man.
Yeah. So let's jump into Mob Psycho 2 episodes. Let's do a quick synopsis and our scores and stuff on that, how we felt about it.
Yeah. So episode 1, Salt Middle School has given the students, including Mob, a task to write down their career path and what their future looks like. However, Mob seems to have the problem that he doesn't know what he wants, while everyone else seems to have some idea of what their future looks like. Sarazawa has also joined Spirits and Such consulting office and is now learning to handle his newfound life, guided by Reagan, but working alongside Mob as well. Meanwhile, the mysterious giant broccoli tree called the Divine Tree is still standing in the middle of Seasoning City, and some people have formed a psycho helmet religion all around it. Also part of this episode, not mentioned in the synopsis necessarily, is they get pulled off on a job. They've got this guy who's I mean, honestly, just going through about a manic depression that seems to be like spreading all over the city. Of just like this malaise of like, you know, don't do stuff. Like, just sit inside. Like, just give up. Why even bother doing stuff? And then Mob and Sarazawa team up, exercise that thing, and then Mob goes to Reagan for advice, and he gets some very good advice about just like, hey man, take your life as it comes. You know, I didn't think this paranormal investigative thing was going to work out. Then you came along and changed my life. So, you know, just take it as it comes. Second episode, Salt Middle School has tasked their students with preparing for a cultural fair. Mob has teamed up with his classmates Inukawa, Nito, and Sagure to design the costumes for their class's haunted house project. Sarazawa has also decided that he will start attending night school. At the same time, a yokai hunter, Amakusa, has made his appearance and seeks help from Reagan in defeating the evil yokai horde called the Hundred Demons and stopping them from resurrecting the great yokai king. Of course, Mob and Sarazawa and Reagan all go down and... they handle business. We get into a really great action scene, handle business, and then that gives Mob the inspiration to do their big costume event or their big scary monster for their Halloween haunted house as the Yokai King, and it inspires him to do that. And he gets a win from all his classmates, and that was the two episodes of Mob Psycho.
So, yeah, Rob, you can keep going and lead us off on your thoughts and your feelings about Mob. What do you think,
Keenan?
I fucking bet.
Yeah. No, I really enjoy this show. This is definitely one of my favorite shows that's coming out. It just makes me laugh. There's great action. Mm. I love the characters. Reagan is my favorite because he's just such a fucking scumbag.
Yeah.
But then at the same time,
he
like
got
when
smart.
When it comes to Mob,
yeah.
He's just like, man, little guy, you changed my life. Like yeah. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. I love that moment. And then the Yokai Hunters, I think this is them kind of riffing off of this like spat of shows like Demon Slayer and stuff like that. These guys come in and just like, oh, we got to take all this stuff. This definitely feels more like, oh, it's a slice of life.
I was just about this. Damn it.
Sorry.
Damn it.
Meets an action anime. But I love Mob. I love Reagan. I think Sarazawa is a great addition to the cast. Yeah, I really enjoyed these two episodes.
All right.
What'd you got for us, Damon? How'd you feel?
I only made it halfway through the first one, mm-hmm. first episode. So, mm-hmm. but so far, it made me laugh out loud. The sticky rice. That cracked me up. And then the guy's reaction to him doing that was great. I was a big fan of Mob when it first started.
Yeah.
And I think I watched that entire first season. This is the third season?
Yeah.
I watched the entire first season. I haven't seen the second season.
Ooh, you should. Oh.
I need to. I've seen clips. I've seen clips.
Yeah, it's next level.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's next level.
Yeah, I like it. It's you the same people that did. Right, is it the same people that did One Punch? No?
Yes.
His name is Mob.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if it's the same animation studio, but definitely
the same writer.
Because sometimes he's reading One Punch Man comics or something
like that. In the beginning of the manga.
So his name, the creator's name is Mob?
He calls himself Mob.
Oh, he calls himself Mob. Okay. Yeah. What do you think, guys?
What do you think? What do you think, Kenny?
No,
I'm just saying.
I can see
Can you tell me your thoughts about season 2, though?
Hey, man. It's a popular show. Yo, they've been on my ass to watch season 2 for like fucking like a year.
And I'm just gonna lose it.
Yeah, but I'll talk about it, man. It ain't that good to me, man. I'm sorry, man. The show, like, I mean, season 1 was fire. Like, yes. We all agreed. Yes. We all agreed. We watched season 1 on the podcast. I was like, fuck, this show is dope as fuck. Yeah. And then I started watching some season 2. And I was just like, And then I started watching this season. And I told Rob, I accidentally started off on episode 2 first. I was just like, all right, it's a little slow. Mm. And then they got a little active. And I was like, oh, wait, I got to go back to episode 1. I was like, this is why I don't want to watch this show.
Mm.
This show, I mean.
Man.
This is selective memory at work.
What are you talking about?
Season 1 started off the exact same way, where the first 2-3 episodes are just like, we're going to do some table setting. You're going to meet some characters.
Yeah. Then you don't need to do it in season 2 and season 3. Yeah.
Sets the table for things going off at the end. Yeah. Like once, I mean, it's the same for season 1. You remember, and it's fire because it hits a point where it just goes. Yeah. And it's the same with season 2. Yeah.
So you're going to give me the same formula for all 3 seasons? How about you switch it up?
I think that's just like how they pace
it. They
want to
set the table. Can they set the table, Keenan? They already did it. You trusted them the first season, and they delivered. Okay.
You said it was a fire season. Season one. That doesn't get him three episodes? Four episodes?
You're a married man.
What does that mean?
Commit. It means commit.
Hey, man, fuck it, man. Bob is big, man. Bob is big on the anime,
sick,
bro.
You're sick.
I disagree. You're sick.
Oh, you guys disagree?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. It's Bob is a goal
comedy,
right now.
Comedy level not. Alone. They
Mob,
show-
yeah.
You're wise.
It's an anime
funny.
That I laughed out loud for these first two episodes. Mob, I would do that Mob, in most animated stuff.
When I saw they announced season three, I said, the GOAT is fucking back.
It's not the GOAT to me, but
it's not
my number one, but
it's not
up
the big
there.
Three.
There
I give it to Jujutsu Kaisen, Demon Slayer, and you know whoever else you want to give it to the third spot to.
Yeah.
AOT, Black Clover, whoever, or fucking JoJo's. But Mob is just is the guy out here.
You're telling me when they cut to his crush and she's flanked by her two friends and one of them's got a potato head and one of them's got a pepper head, you didn't laugh at that? Then they cut to another angle and they have human heads, but they just look like a potato and a pepper. But that's all Mob sees? Mm. That's comedy, man.
You're
that's
wild.
So good.
That's solid. That was solid, man.
Solid.
And
that's
the thing with Reagan, when Reagan got just fed up with the fucking yokai dude and he got super big and his head was just like, hey, what the fuck, man? What the fuck? Talking about it, get the fuck out of my place. I'm tired of this shit.
Funny.
And all of
it's
the animations
funny.
That they had with Reagan and then the little dude was getting all small. Come on, man. Don't you disrespect Mob like
they're
that.
They're good with their comedy.
Yeah.
Because One Punch is funny too.
I love One Punch comedy. One Punch comedy was great. I laughed
and
out
like
loud.
If you can
One
make
Punch.
Me laugh from reading subtitles, then it's.
Yeah.
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 All right. Go ahead with your wrong opinion.
Yeah. I mean, that's all I got, man. It's mid level to me personally.
You're sick.
It hurts.
Wow. You're a sick individual.
I mean, yes.
It's your opinion.
Yeah, you're entitled to that bullshit.
Somebody said Mob is mid, squad unite.
See, there we go, man. I got supporters, dog.
No.
Oh my
God. Go ahead. You can finish it off and then we get to it.
Man. I enjoyed it, man. I think to your point, though, something that I am kind of getting a tad bit perturbed about is them resetting the table, everything. Like I know that they're doing that. I feel is really giving slice of life.
Thank
I think
you.
If this pushes past a third episode, then I'm kind of going to be annoyed because it's like we get it. Like I think they should do a Demon Slayer thing, which is like, hey, if you don't know what's going on, then fuck you. Like I think they should take that approach, and I think that's maybe that in the comedy, I think, because that the comedy probably takes people out of it. But I think those are the like two things that's maybe keeping it out of the top big three conversation. Because honestly, Mob came on before both Jujutsu Kaisen and Demon Slayer.
Sure.
So it should be in that conversation with what is done. But I do think that comedy takes people out.
Also, their animation is kind of weird because it's all over the place.
Yeah.
Like it'll have like 3D animation for the comedy, and then it gets real, and you're like, oh,
yeah. And it gets piss poor on purpose to deliver the comedy, comedic elements. Yeah. So I think I'm in like Kenan always says, as a comedian, it's tough to make us laugh. Mm-hmm. So I think being a comedian, watching this, and us like not only laughing, but I'll be dying like cracking up. I enjoyed it, man. I thought it was a really good time, but they got to chill on the slice of life. Like, Mob needs to get active soon.
All right, out of 9,000, what you giving it?
Give it a 7,000.
Ooh, okay, that's up there. What you got, Rob?
It's a 7,500 for me.
From what you've seen, Damien, what are you giving it, man?
Nine.
Yes. 9,000.
I mean, so far I'm gonna do. I'm 5,000 right now.
Whoa.
5,000? So far.
Out of those two,
I've only seen half of the first app.
Yeah. It's fair. It's gonna build.
Yeah.
What you going? Come on, man. Mr. Nice just watched season two.
Hey, man. Damn, your score's a little high for me.
Okay.
All right, bro. Get out of here.
You gotta get that poster back.
Now you just trolling.
Give me a poster. They didn't give me a poster. Episode two was it did have some bright spots for me.
Yeah.
He went at those demons and he smacked them up while the whole time he's like thinking about like what I gotta do next. Yeah. I got a plan for this shit. That was funny to me.
Yeah.
And Telekinetic Gambit dude, he's cool.
The one with the sword, when he had the sword of cards or whatever.
Yeah, that was cool. I was asking him, I was like, yo, is this guy new? He said, if you watch
fucking
season two,
you would know who he is.
Ah, my bad. hey, man, so I'm going to give it a 6,100.
Yeah. All right.
That's a good score.
No, that's good. That's better than I thought you were going to
give it. Is that a C?
Yeah, it's a C.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying?
It's a 71.
It's a 71. Yeah. All right. I mean, I don't know how much time you, we got to just go over Bleach, and then that's pretty much... some quick questions and we're done. So are you cool for that or are you
Oh, I gotta do some stand up.
All right. So yeah, we want to just wrap up just a quick question portion of how you
Sure.
Yeah.
We'll do that.
All right, so just a quick question portion that I sent you. First question, man. Did these shows live up to the hype? Which show do you think lived up to the best hype, Rob?
I mean, based on just the score, we didn't talk about it yet, but I think the one that probably lived up the most of the hype was Bleach, personally. It wasn't necessarily my highest rated, but they came back in of just like, here's the guys, you know them, you love them, here's them doing their shit, they're kicking ass. I think they and maybe we'll talk about it a little bit later, but I think Bleach was the one that came back at that same level, personally.
What about you, Dan?
Out of the ones we just discussed?
Yeah, which one lived up to the hype the best?
Chainsaw Man.
Yeah?
Yeah, I would agree. I agree to that. Chainsaw Man for my Rob. I mean, Ice.
Yeah, I would have to go with Bleach too. Coming back with the blood, Ichigo with the tats. It was dope. It was dope, man. I was very excited. The new animation did a lot for me. I was really excited to see it with the new animation. It was just like, damn. Hopefully they pull a Naruto and go back and do the old stuff like that. But yeah, I was in Bleach for sure.
I'll skip to my other question real quick. Would you rather go through what Denji went through, Eren went through from Attack on Titan, or Tanjiro from Demon Slayer? They went through all type of shit, but I feel like the other two didn't go through self-inflicted harm.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I got to choose. Ah, man. I'd rather go through with, Eren, man. Watching your mom get that hurts,
you're
man.
You're sick.
That hurts, but
I mean, it's your mom, your whole family, or
you. Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying.
I'm team Eren, right? Like, yeah. I would rather go through what he went through, for multiple reasons. One, I've been obsessed with giants, like my whole life. Two. So everything's worth it to me. Like,
sure. Yeah. Your mom is worth it?
Yeah, I'm just like, damn, that's crazy, but that's tight. Also, imagine like the dick pics you could send.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, oh, like, if you were a Titan.
Yeah, if you were a Titan, yeah.
Second to none, I guess.
Yeah, I'm just like, she's like,
they won't
dick
see
like,
it. That's it. He's going to have to do
you're
some hardening skills or something. Yeah.
Shot in your dick.
Yeah, get one up. Yeah.
You can't. That's not going to be on the phone. You have to get that phone
just,
in.
Just hear it send a dick.
It was all softy. You didn't see him actually grow.
I feel like Eren the type of sick motherfucker that be hitting her as a human and then go like that in the middle and just kill her.
Oh, my God.
Bro, would you imagine?
In Black Widow, I thought about that.
She was like, yeah, you ain't hitting shit right now. The dick is trash. Oh,
oh yeah.
Oh, bro.
Oh, what? What's that you said?
All right, brutal. We'll see.
I'm give you the thumb, all right.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah. All right. So who you picking? What's the worst,
man? I'm going to go Denji, man. I can't. I'm a family guy. Not saying that y'all not.
No, good, I know what you mean.
But I can't see nothing happen to my mom. I can't see nothing happen to my mom and my siblings. So you're gonna have to let me get your organs. Get my nut, man. Go ahead and get my nuts up out of here. Go ahead and Lance Armstrong me, dog.
He gave a nut, an eye, like I think a kidney too.
But I'm Slick
whole,
Rick out
his
here.
Whole family dead too?
His dad killed
his
himself
dad
and we don't even know
his
mom.
Hung himself
is.
In, like
that's I mean he lives, I'm not gonna say
he lives
that
in
alive.
He's living in a shed, right?
Yeah.
He looks right. Horrible.
Yeah. It's a bad life.
Yeah,
but
he doesn't have any friends either.
He don't have any. Pork cheetah? Pork chopper?
I know,
cheetah,
but he gone cheetah. Now. Yeah, he
I mean, it's in
his
him.
Heart.
It's all this in his
they're
heart.
One.
He saved his life.
So he can pull on his butthole and
become a monster. And he don't owe no money no more. And he got a fine-ass girl. That's
he's doing
all
right
him.
Now.
Yeah.
What if he pulls one day and doesn't have it, doesn't activate his farts? It's going just... Come on, man. Just keeps farting on him. That'd be terrible. I'm sorry with the fart humor, but shit, man, it can happen. Terrible. Oh, Rob, who you...
I don't know, Tanjiro, I guess? Because at least, like, I don't know, I'm an only child, so I'm like...
Oh, God.
I can't imagine. I mean, I literally can't imagine. Mm. Also, at least he didn't have to watch it happen.
True.
You know?
Yeah,
he came upon a grisly scene. Mm. He still has his sister.
Yeah.
He
barely.
Still has somebody.
Yeah.
Barely.
Yeah, she's...
But
watch your mom
it's tough.
Bit in half.
Oof. That might be my last choice.
Like, what if she just did something bad too? She just like, she just yelled at you for not doing the dishes, and then all of a sudden, she was like,
did I make that happen? Was that me?
I kind of wish this. So which out of the three ghost demons, hollows, hunting worlds, would you want to live in, either as someone with powers or someone without powers, Rob?
Yeah, if I had to go with one of these, man, these all seem pretty terrible, but I guess, like, I don't know. If I had to pick, I guess I would go with Mob.
Yeah.
If only just because, like, it looks like people are able to, like, really, I mean, obviously, like, in, you know, like, Demon Slayer and some of these other places, like, you can level up your abilities, but at least in Mob, they're just like, if you really put in the work, you can become a stronger psychic.
Yeah.
Like, they've showed that people have had, like, level up abilities, and with Mob out there, like, he's handling the big dog. So, like, some of these, like, I don't have, I think Chainsaw Man's going to run into some problems.
Yeah.
I'm mobbing it.
His world is not.
Yeah.
And I feel like you can live in there without powers and not. As long as you don't see shit, right? You straight, right? I had to go with Mob.
Pretty much.
Too.
Yeah, Mob, because I'm thinking about the day-to-day. The day-to-day, the level of destruction on a daily basis doesn't even compare to the world of Demon Slayer or the world of Bleach.
No.
Yeah, at all. All right, last question. Let's close it out with Ice. Would you go back and watch Bleach after it was animated with this new animation?
I mean, I've already seen it, so this is more so for you guys.
I don't think they should go back and change anything on Bleach. Like,
ooh, a purist.
Fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they
should. It's just wasting time.
I mean, I think to get new people into it, I think that'd be dope. Yeah. I think that the story is good. It holds up. But I do think if I was working for Viz or whoever runs Bleach and Kite was like, hey, guys, like, what you think about reanimating Bleach? And it's just like, all right, cool. If not, obviously not the filler. But if you make like a Bleach Kai,
that's what I'm saying.
And reanimate it, I'll do some. I wouldn't necessarily do it, but I would feel better presenting Bleach to people if there was a Kai version of it that's newly animated and shortened.
That's where I'm coming from, and like that's kind of how I was thinking about it. If they did a Bleach Kai, like take out like the filler stuff, just give me the straight shit, and it's got like you know, updated animation or whatever. I would be definitely more incentivized to like check something out that's maybe more like 75 episodes than
I
like
watched 364 episodes. You all have to too. I'm not a Bleach guy.
Even newly animated, shortened, you wouldn't go back and watch it?
No.
Damn.
I have some of the figures. But yeah, it was just never. There's something
that,
else.
That first season is rough, man. I wouldn't lie. It's a pump fake. If you could like, it's a really big pump fake because the rest of Bleach after that first season is nothing like the first season.
But it's just like when I hear about Naruto and all the other shows, it's just like, well, you got to get through 75 episodes.
But nobody says that about Naruto.
First season was, I kind of liked it.
Yeah, it was hard. Zabuza is episode 17.
I think Naruto gets to it a lot faster than some other shows, personally.
Fuck One Piece.
Yeah.
Yeah, One Piece is...
it's a lot.
It's a lot. I mean, I will say the latter episodes have gotten pretty good.
The latter? You've been watching it?
No. I've been, like, popping in and out.
Oh.
Sure. Thousands of episodes. Right?
The latter, do you mean 500 or 850?
Yeah, the latter, 653. No, it's like the one wherever he's fighting the guy with the big beard and, like, the what's his name? He turns into a dragon and shit.
Yeah. I forgot, but do you know about the white beard dude?
No.
Not white beard?
Big black beard dude who has, like,
I have not.
That's just we don't really watch it. Me too. I don't know if I would go back and watch it with the new animation. I feel like there's too many episodes. Anything in the 100, like the 300 to 500, 700 range, was like, fuck, dog. I already missed it, man.
You went 3, 5, 700
anime podcast.
You said nothing in the 3, 5, 700 range.
Yes, that's a lot, man.
Nothing over 12
that's
episodes.
A big commitment.
I'm giving you 150 at max. Maybe 200 if it's like a super dope anime. That's with newer animation I can probably give you. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man. So yeah, I know you got to get up out of here. What do you have coming up for you, man? For Daniel Jr.
I have stand up coming up. That's New Brunswick, New Jersey. It's gonna be, I think, next weekend.
Nice.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. That's, I forgot what the place is even called, but I've been there a couple of times. It's great. If you're out there, come check me out. Doing a show with my dad. I think we're writing that right now.
Yeah, yeah. I saw it got posted online everywhere, man. Congratulations on that, man.
Yeah, yeah, man. Yeah. It's going to be fun. And then I'm writing a sketch movie with my brother, which is going to be pretty, like, it's going to be kind of, it's kind of like Atlanta mixed with, what is that show called? Black Mirror.
Oh, okay.
Like comedic.
Ooh, yeah.
Really? Yeah. That sounds cool.
I love both of those shows. Yeah. Black Mirror is one of my favorite shows in Atlanta.
You got a destination for it yet?
No, not yet. We're putting it together now. Mm. I had a crazy like dream and then woke up and we started writing it. It's like, hard. Been really funny and really dope.
That's going to be very cool. What's your handles?
Handles are at Wayans Jr. for Twitter, if people still do that. And then Mr. Damon 2 on Instagram.
On Instagram. Ice. Yeah.
Ice.McGowan on everything. Fuck with me on YouTube. We got two new shows that I'm making on there, so make sure y'all. And they're very audience interacting. Is going to be a big part of that. So fuck with me on the YouTube. We got a lot of stuff coming over there. Ice McGowan on everything.
Oh. Rob, what artists you got for us?
I'll be honest, I slacked this week. I didn't get to anybody. Somebody else was just like Rob slacking on the recaps this week. I fully admit I didn't write these ones. All right, you recorded Wednesday. I didn't have the full amount of time.
I had your back though, man. He gave us flawless hits.
Appreciate it.
He gave us hits after hits, man. Yeah. Let this man take a break. God damn.
But I'll just back up. You know, follow these guys. Check them out. You know, double down on that. I'm not really posting that much on social media, so follow them.
Yeah, I mean, follow bitch ass, hoe ass, punk ass, Brennan.
Fuck ass.
That's his at handle. At bitch ass, hoe ass, middle name, punk ass, trick ass, Brennan. Is awesome. That's his.
Is awesome. Is awesome.
That's his handle. Best to follow his punk ass. He'll probably be back in the next few weeks from his vacation. Keenan Baker on every single thing. And I'll be out in Houston at the end of the month, October 26th through the 29th. I'm H-Town, baby. You know what I'm saying? Bun B.
He coming
out there. He coming out there. I'll be out there with Tony Baker, man. It's going to be some jokes flying, man. It's my first time in Houston, man. I'm excited, man.
Ooh. You got to go to Lotus.
You got to go to Lotus. Really?
Yeah, I've never been to Texas for stand-up at all.
Texas really?
You're not Austin, nothing? No.
Austin was great, and Dallas-Fort Worth was amazing. Both of those. For right now, Texas has some of the best energy stand-up wise,
that's fire.
And doing multiple cities there.
I've heard nothing but great things. I just, you know, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely, man. So next week we don't have anything lined up yet, but we'll figure how.
We might even check and double back on
the rest of the episodes that we, the shows that we talked about this week.
Man. So thank you for tuning in to another episode of Animation. We out.
And so anime was solved forever.